Welcome to the DeAndra Jalisa podcast, your space for clarity, creativity, and building a business that feels as good as it looks. I'm DeAndra, a creative entrepreneur and system strategist here to help you package your skills, simplify your strategy, and step into your soft CEO era with confidence. Each week, we'll talk tools, stories, and shifts to help you create a business that supports your life, not one that runs it. Let's dive in. Hey guys, welcome back to the DeAndra Jalisa podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're kicking off a brand new series for the month of September, all about clarity. Clarity is the foundation of everything you want to build. When I first started my business, I thought growth was about saying yes to everything, every client, every opportunity, every shiny idea, but instead of success, it left me scattered, overwhelmed, and honestly exhausted. Here's what I learned. Before you grow, you need clarity first. Clarity on who you serve, clarity on what you offer, clarity on the boundaries to protect your creativity. So in this episode, I'm pulling back the curtain on my own journey with clarity, the mistakes I made, the lessons I learned, and the exact steps you can take to find your own clarity so you can grow with confidence and ease. So let's get into this episode. So before we dive into the topics of this podcast, I want to share a quick story. And I know that some of you guys already know the beginning stages of Party Shop. That's how I became who I am today. But when I started, I was so excited, but I also felt really scattered because this was the first time I was ever starting a business. I did not know what I was doing, and I was just very scattered and overwhelmed, just throwing things together, and I was making so many mistakes. But I do believe that mistakes are needed in order to grow. I made so many mistakes, like so many financial mistakes with clients. Like it was insane. But I did realize that mistakes weren't failure. They were the stepping stones to clarity. Because what you have to realize is that you have to make mistakes in order to get clear on whatever you need, right? If you look in your day-to-day, when you make a mistake, you're like, you know what? I learned my lesson and I'm not going to do that again. And that's the same thing with business. And I feel like a lot of people overcomplicate it because they're afraid to make mistakes, but you make mistakes every day in your day-to-day life. So it's the same thing. And the more mistakes you make, the faster you'll get to your results. And just a little analogy is you've got to go out there and start running and you're going to fall and scrape your knees a couple of times, but you're just going to dust yourself off and keep moving because that's the only way to get to the destination that you desire, whether it be in a creative project or a business. So the real turning point for me and my business was me just trying new things. And then I started to see patterns of what was working and what was not working, what I should use for the next project, what I shouldn't use or what I shouldn't say. I just saw patterns and it made things so much clearer with my clients, my vendors, my systems, my pricing, and my boundaries. I feel like a lot of people want to have everything together when they first start, but that's just not how it works. You have to try to find your own system. And listening to other people's stories is great too, like how you guys are listening to mine. But I feel like you just have to try and see what happens because all I'm telling you is going to either be a great result or you're going to see it as a big mistake, but you're going to learn something. There's going to be a lesson in every moment on your journey. And a powerful lesson that I learned is clarity doesn't come before action. It comes because of action. So you have to take action. So that's why in this new stage that I'm taking, I'm trying to speak and engage with action takers. Those are the people I want to attract, people who want to take action on their dreams and not just sit on them and wait for something to happen. Because you and me both, we don't get anywhere with that type of non-action. So action takers. And I think that's another reason why I pivoted, which I've talked about in my last episode, is because I felt like I was attracting people who wanted to learn, but they were not action takers. I want to bounce ideas off of people. I want people to grow and thrive and not just listen. Like, it doesn't get you anywhere. So now we're going to talk about why growth without clarity doesn't work. I want you to know this. More growth equals more confusion if you don't have direction. And if you're just sitting on the idea of, if I do this and this works, I'll get more growth. Or if I just post more posts every week, I'll get more growth. More growth will actually be more harmful, because the thing that will happen is sometimes people, like, for example, go viral, right? And some people go viral at the wrong time, when they don't have anything set up ready for those people who they just attracted to their platform. I came into this situation before. I remember I actually turned down, and I know a lot of people like get on me when I say this, but when I was first starting Party Shop, I got an offer to do an installation for the Kardashians. And at that moment, I was super excited and I was like, okay, I do want to do this, but something told me not to do it. And I had to listen to my gut. And one of the reasons was that they wanted me to do majority of the work in exchange for social media post. And at that time, that was like the thing. Everyone's exchanging and you get a social media post. But their platforms were so big. I was like, it's only me. I don't know what I'm going to do if I have like hundreds and hundreds of people coming in wanting balloons from me. I know I probably tossed something away that would have probably blew my business up within days. But I just wanted to grow with more clarity, and I wanted to also attract people to my business that felt aligned, and I just feel like it wasn't a good fit. And so in that moment, I was like, yeah, more growth just isn't what I need. When the Kardashians offered me that job, I did not know what I was doing still. And they wanted a lot of balloons, and I did not know how to coordinate that. I also didn't want my name to be on the line that I did a bad job for a celebrity, because then that could have been bad rep. You know what I'm saying? So I chose what was aligned with me. And that's why I'm saying more growth can lead you to more confusion if you don't have direction. With more growth, you'll probably even attract clients who just don't fit, and you'll start undercharging or even saying yes to things that you should say no to, because you're just trying to make things work when you're just trying to grow and you don't have a strategy. I always say not all money is good money. But clarity helps you protect your energy and your creativity. And I also think that as creatives, sometimes we don't think about those things. We don't think about our energy, and we don't think about our creativity and protecting that. And that's something you have to do in business, because someone can come in and either take advantage of you or just deplete your energy and lose interest in something that you're just so passionate about, because people's energies, they don't lie. So that's why you just need to know that growth without clarity just doesn't work. And I want to go into what clarity actually looks like. So clarity looks like knowing who you want to serve, meaning who is this person, knowing their name, knowing if they are a male or female, their age, their demographics, their occupation, their education level, also like where they shop at, what they like, what they don't like, what are their hobbies, what are their frustrations. When you know who you're serving, it makes things a little bit more clearer, and it helps you with getting to where you want to go. Another thing is knowing your worth and how you want to price. Now, this is a huge component of clarity, because you have to know your worth. If you don't know your worth, you're going to go in and you're just going to accept whatever anyone wants to give to you. If you say that your price is $500 and someone says to you, I want this thing, but my budget's only $400. And you know that deducting that $100 will really hit your profit, but you say yes anyway. Is that knowing your worth? No. You're self-abandoning yourself for someone else to make them happy. But at the end of the day, when you go do whatever job that you do and you're $100 short, and then it's all this stress, you're going to be like, why did I do this? Why didn't I just charge them my price? And that's why you need to get clear on how much you want to charge. And within that, I know a lot of people want to know, like, how much should I charge for what I do or for my products? Obviously, do your market research. But also, before you even create the offer. Look at the price point that you want to be in. Do you want to be in a basic price point where it's like comfortable for most people? Do you want to be maybe in like a mid-range where people are willing to spend a little bit more, but it's a more of a comfortable pricing tier? Or do you want to be that premium tier? It's totally up to you. And honestly, once you start somewhere, the sky is the limit. And the next thing is knowing what to say no to. This is a huge one. Stop saying yes to everything. Start that now, because when you say yes to everything, especially in business, you will deplete yourself, and you will also be literally eye rolling to yourself why you're accepting things, why you're allowing things to happen in your business. It's because you don't know how to say no, because you want to be a people pleaser. People pleasing is out. We aren't doing it. As much as we love people, we love our business, we love clients, whatever, say no. If your gut doesn't feel right and it does not feel good to you, say no. Trust me, that money will come in a different form and it will be peaceful and you will have a clear embodied yes, okay? So learn how to say no, practice that in your day-to-day so that when you are in business mode, you can say no, okay? And then the next one is feeling aligned instead of scattered. When you feel like you are making aligned decisions, everything goes more smoothly and effortlessly. Because when you feel scattered, that's when you feel like chaos is happening and things just don't work out right. And a lot of things go left. And that's how clarity looks, when things just feel aligned and things just flow. And the last one is clarity equals clear space and flow, like I just said. So it all comes together when you have clarity, because everything is clear and you just work in this creative flow state that just continues to grow and thrive, and you can be the best that you want to be. Now let's break down how to find clarity when you feel stuck. Because I feel like a lot of times all of this sounds easy, and what I just mentioned, that's how clarity looks, but you're like, how do I get that clarity? Because it sounds nice, but how do I achieve that? So this is how you do it. First, you need to pause, because pausing is a huge thing. You have to pause. I've learned this the hard way, but pausing brings me so much clarity. And a lot of us are just moving so fast that we don't even take a second to just breathe. So when you do this pause, then you're also going to brain dump, and you're going to take out a piece of paper or your notebook or your notes, and you're going to lay everything out. Lay out all of your offers, your ideas, your struggles, your wins. Lay it out so you can have everything in clear view. And when you do this, make sure you're not overthinking. Don't try to get it perfect. Just jot down whatever comes to mind, even if it sounds crazy. And then I want you to ask yourself, what's working? What's not working? And what do I want to focus on for the next 90 days? So for example, for me right now, I'm focusing on content and clarity calls. I had to do this whole brain dumping thing as well so I can see what aligns, what works, how I'm gonna make this whole ecosystem work. And now I have it and I know what my main focuses are for the next 90 days. So when you have a main focus on what it is, it could be attract more clients to my business. If you're just starting out, creating my first offer or product, it could be starting a community. It could be anything you want it to be. Figure out what you want to do based on everything that you laid out on the table. And then you're going to get more clear. And it's just that easy. Because this is a key reminder that I want you to know, is that clarity comes when you decide and not when you overthink. If you sit there and you're doing this brain dump exercise and you're overthinking as you're brain dumping, clarity is not going to come. This is the best thing I would suggest too, is let's say you are a business owner who has a 9-to-5 job. And so you get home and you're working on your business part time. Before you start working on your business, maybe take 30 minutes or even an hour. And I don't know, grab a glass of wine, your favorite tea, and light a candle, set the mood, take out your beautiful notebook or some paper and a nice pen that makes you feel some type of way when you write with it, because I know you have a pen like that. I have so many pens that just flow so well on the page. So find that pen. And I want you to then go out and do this exercise and see what comes up. And again, just be in flow. Don't overthink it. Just let it happen and see what happens. And I'm sure you're going to see, oh my God, I found the solution. Now I know what I want to work on for the next 90 days. I have a goal. And then you start taking action towards that. And then you're going to get wherever you want to go. So if you want to post more content, because I feel like that's the thing that when I talk to clients and I meet people, they're like, I want to be more consistent with content. So another thing that I want to say with that is that as a business owner, you don't have to have the pressure of a content creator. We're not content creators. We're business owners. So we don't have to be sitting here being influencers if you don't want to be an influencer. As a business owner, you just have to post 3 times a week. At minimum, to get things flowing. And when you post 3 times a week, you can create a quick little content calendar and start. And that could be what you're going to focus on for the next 90 days is creating content for your business so that you can grow, because then you'll get the growth that you want, but it'll be clear because you'll have a strategy, because that's all you're focusing on. But if you're focused on building your social media, building your systems, building this, building that, going to networking events, you're going to feel overwhelmed and you're going to get stuck again. And I know that this may seem like it's making things move a little slower, but you're actually going to be accelerating at a faster pace because you have clear goal on where you want to go and what you want to do. I just want to encourage you, if you feel lost, it doesn't mean that you're failing. It just means you need more clarity. That's all it is. We all feel lost. I'm right there with you sometimes. I've been feeling lost a lot lately, but I take time to get unlost and get lost into figuring out what it is that I need to do to feel free and to feel like I'm going in the right direction. So don't be so hard on yourself. And I want to give you permission that it's okay to pivot. It's okay to say no. It's okay to choose one thing and let the rest go. You don't have to do everything. Stop feeling like that. I give yourself grace. You're only one person. And trust me, God willing, everything will be there the next day so you can still work on it. Okay. And just repeat this to yourself. Messy clarity is better than perfect confusion. Okay. Let it be messy. Let it be a little bit unorganized, because that's your key in your pathway to becoming more organized, because now you see the mess. It's a clear mess that you can now clean up, okay? And don't let perfectionism stop you from getting clear on where you want to go. And that's the only way you're going to grow. That's the only way you're going to build that business that you are dreaming of, okay? That's the only way. But you're not going to build it by just sitting on your ass trying to figure it out. So when you do this exercise, the brain dumping exercise, make sure that at the end, when you laid everything out, that you pick that thing to focus on and you focus on it. Okay? Don't just pick it and then go on and start doing whatever and then come back and be already 90 days. You're like, oh man, I didn't even work on that. No. Take action right away. Because you're going to start building momentum. And honestly, this exercise is going to help you build momentum. You should feel actually very excited and empowered to keep moving. So do that. Okay? I just want to invite you to take some action regardless of this exercise, because you should do this exercise. But journal your 90-day focus. So that holds you accountable. So find the focus. Okay? And then take 90 days every day and write about what you did that's getting you closer and closer to your focus. Share it with me on Instagram and tag me at Deandra Jalisa. And tag me at Deandra Jalisa, or feel free to email me at deandra@deandrajalisa.com. And if you need a resource to help you through this, make sure you download my freebie. It's the Clarity Blueprint, and it will help you get clearer on your vision. Before you chase growth, choose clarity first. It will change the way you move, the way you create, and the way you grow. And that's all for today's episode. Make sure you subscribe and follow the podcast and stay tuned for next week's episode because it will bounce off of this one. And if you enjoyed this episode, please make sure you leave a review. I would greatly appreciate it so much. And that's all for today's episode. Can't wait for next week. All right, bye.